Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Dorota Hildman?
Sure, I'm not interested in giving an opinion either.
Oh, well, this is about housing development in Levine. We would love to hear it.
Okay.
Thank you. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Depending what you mean.
It's just generally speaking. Do you think that they're going in the right direction or the wrong track?
It depends what you're looking at.
And just in general, where do you lean more?
I mean, that's a very generic question, so.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, I know where Levine. I knew in Levine.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1979.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And if that's the case, do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Is it poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair. Fair and poor. I don't know. Fair, I would say.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. The first one is more dining and entertainment options.
Definitely 5. We don't have nothing over here.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
I'll do 3 on that.
The next one is better public transportation options.
3.
More good paying jobs.
4.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
I'll do 3.
Thank you. The next one is more parks and recreational opportunities.
3.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
3.
Thank you very much. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for a job, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employer.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Oh, say we need more.
Mm-hmm. So for the purpose of the question, would you say it's too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About right amount.
Okay, thank you. And would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
That's a hard one. Mm-hmm. Too little.
So it would be too few? Or yeah. About... Okay, thank you. I'm thinking about the commercial development. I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levin. Would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levin?
Yes.
And would that be a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more home goods stores or other retail stores like Target in Levin?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Would you like to see more doctors' offices and hospitals in Levin?
Strong yes.
Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Levin?
Some no.
Thank
we have
you.
Enough of those.
Thank you. Now, would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levin?
I'll say some yes. Like
somewhat?
I will say like some yes.
Yes, I can thank you. And in your own words, what kind of stores or what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
In general, we don't have much here right now, so yeah, only like clothing store is TJ Maxx, pretty much.
But personally, what would you like to see more of?
I mean, I'm open to any. In general, we definitely need some like more or something, or like, you know, like let's say Chandler or Gilbert, they have that little downtown area for bars and entertainment and stuff like that. That would be nice for Levin too.
So would you like to see? Okay.
Lately we see over here that it's like fast food opens and like, you know, I'm not saying that we need like chain bars or whatever. We need like something, you know, some entertaining or like shopping area for different stores or, you know, stuff like that.
And in terms of stores, what kind of stores?
All different ones. Like, I'm not only like about the clothing, you know, but like, you know, in general, you know.
Because I had to type your answer, I said we definitely need an area with bars and restaurants and clothing stores.
Yes, sure.
Is that okay? Okay, thank you. And now we're going to switch gears a bit. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
You mean renting?
Rent or buy? The availability.
I don't think so. It's a problem for buy over here.
so between a slight problem or not a problem at all?
I don't think so. It's a problem.
Which one? Is it a slight problem or
not
a problem?
Problem.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem.
And the next one is, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem? A moderate problem? A fairly big problem or a very big problem?
I will say slightly problem for the prices. We don't control that, but, you know, it's still cheaper than in Gilbert or Chandler.
Thank you. Good to know. Now, is still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. And with this, we're almost there. Thank you for your patience. but we're still having a few more questions to go. So for each of the kinds of housing, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Levine?
No.
Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Actually, I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
I would say sure.
because we do have yes strongly or yes somewhat.
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Levine?
What do you mean, detached?
Single-family detached homes, like houses.
Sure.
Would that be a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
11 to 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you favor or oppose that as a way to address housing costs? And is
oppose.
That a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. The next proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Some oppose.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Can you repeat the question?
The proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial build properties with new housing.
Some oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Thank
you. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
I oppose.
And is that a somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next proposal is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Family oppose.
Thank you. And the last proposal of this section is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,001 to $75,000, $75,001 to $100,000, $100,001 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
More.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My first name is Dorota.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.